A new Liam Neeson action thriller opening tomorrow is receiving howls of protest from wolf advocates. They say The Gray wrongly portrays wolves as massive, bloodthirsty beasts, and some wildlife groups are organizing a boycott. Correspondent Jessica Robinson reports.
Don't move. Stare right back at him.
When a plane crash strands a scruffy bunch of guys in the wilds of Alaska, they find themselves going mano a mano against some very mean-looking wolves.
I sat in a theater and the trailer came on and I was just felt sick when I saw it.
That's Wendy Kiefover of Wild Earth Guardians, a group that's trying to get the gray wolf back on the endangered species list. She says, for one thing, wolves are not the 250-pound hulks shown in the movie.
You know, wolves are intelligent, expressive, and emotive beings, and the crisis is not wolves killing people, but literally wolves being wiped out.
Publicist Liz Bieber works for the movie's distributor, Open Road Films. She says the studio has worked with the Sierra Club to provide information on gray wolves, including a fact sheet on the film's website.
But just like Jaws and Little Red Riding Hood, The Gray is a work of entertainment.
Wolf advocates don't just object to the film itself. The cast of The Gray reportedly got into character by dining on a wolf that had been trapped in Canada. Liam Neeson has been quoted as calling the meat gamey. I'm Jessica Robinson, reporting.